Alliance Cattle bring record prices. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
This would be the highest prices that I've ever recorded in a sale.
That's Louis Langell, the officer in charge of USDA's livestock and grain market news for Tennessee, and he's commenting on prices of cattle that sold recently from the Tennessee Beef Alliance sale held in Columbia. 1,500 head of cattle were sold in truck lot loads, and in his 34 years of reporting on the livestock market numbers, Louis Langell says he's never seen any higher.
There was four loads of steers that weighed in the neighborhood of 677 to 684, and they brought 140.60 to 145.70. Probably wasn't that many years ago producers remember selling them, you know, under a dollar. So to see this kind of price, that shows well for where the market is headed or has headed, and shows well for this program.
And the Tennessee Beef Alliance program, formed some 10 to 12 years ago, is paying off for those producers that are participating. And basically, it's made up of several farmers in the mid-state and upper Cumberland area that provide the same type of management to their cattle, and then they bring them together to be sold in those load lots. Tennessee Farm Bureau's John Woolfolk has been helping to oversee the program.
Well, it requires extra work. It requires more time and management, and so the guys deserve a little more for the cattle. And through this working together and bringing a good product to the sale, they built a good reputation for a number of years, and I think that was evident in this morning's sale when we offered 26 lots for sale, and we had 11 different buyers and numerous other bidders that didn't get cattle bought. So you got that much competitive bidding going on, you know that you've got a product that a lot of people are wanting.
The Tennessee Beef Alliance paying off big dividends for cattle producers. Hope all of you have a safe day. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.